Danny, I just figured out that if I switch to Metro PCS, I get two Samsung Galaxy phones free.
Cool, Dad.
And I could be a super dad with two free Samsung Galaxy phones and call myself Double Galaxy Man.
Or you could give the second phone to your sidekick.
Yeah, I guess I could do that.
That's right. Two free Samsung Galaxy On 5 smartphones are all yours when you switch to Metro PCS. Metro PCS. Wireless figured out.
Coverage not available in some areas. Sales tax not included in phone price. Excludes numbers on the T-Mobile network. See store for details and terms and conditions.
Yes, greetings, greetings. Welcome to the CRS radio program, the Caribbean radio show. Thank you for tuning in. My name is Marjorie Henry Lawrence, MHL. And this show is basically Health in Your Hands. Today's topic, we're looking at emotional healing and using essential oils to help with the process. So, just want to say hello to everybody and thank you for tuning in. If you wish to join us and to call in, the number to call is 661-467-2407. So that's 661-467-2407. So thank you so much for being here with us. You know, it's always a pleasure to be here to share and to grow and to know. And I do look forward to you, you know, sort of coming in and having a chat with me as well. So over the past few weeks, we've been sort of looking at mental health and the stigma of mental health and so on. And always when we do the show, we're trying to see how we can use essential oils to help to bring about healing. I mean, there's always nutrition and other therapies and so on, but the essential oils to me are like the little sort of, you know, gods in a bottle, you know, so very potent and so accessible. And just to try to understand how to use it and to actually use it in your homes, you know, maybe on a small basis, but even just to try, it'd be really good. So today we're looking at emotional healing. And a few months ago, I actually looked at something called the emotions of the organs. And this is where, you know, when you have a particular emotion, that emotion actually affects the physical body. So much so that it actually targets certain organs in the body. So, for example, if you have you're experiencing the emotion of, say, anger, resentment, and bitterness, those emotions will tend to affect the liver. And, you know, sometimes people might say, oh, you're very liverish or whatever, and you have these sort of hot rising emotions of anger. It tends to affect the liver. Likewise, you know, emotions such as fear, paranoia, and apprehension, that will tend to affect the kidneys. So it's really important that when we access our emotions, that we be aware that it's not just something that's just happening arbitrarily. It does affect our mind, it does affect our bodies, our organ systems, and so on. So it's really important to understand how we can help to bring about healing and how we can help to sort of control the emotions. So today I want to take a closer look at the emotions and how they can and look at how the oils can help to bring about emotional healing. And that's the sort of main focus of the topic today. Now, our emotions have a fundamental effect on, you know, human behavior. And the emotion is a force that can influence us to act in a manner that is uncharacteristic of our true nature. That is the kind of power the emotions will have on us. So, for example, you know, certain emotions can make us avoid situations we normally enjoy, or it can cause us to take action and we might not to do things we normally wouldn't do, you know? So maybe if you're someone who is very mild-mannered and easygoing, maybe if you saw something that was some sort of grave injustice being done, it might sort of stir you to maybe stand up and speak up when you normally wouldn't do that. So that's the kind of power that the emotions will have over us. Now, to get a better understanding of this thing called the emotion, let us take a brief look at a number of theories on emotion. You know, that will help us to sort of get a better insight as to what we are dealing with. We all know we have emotions and so on, but if we can at least get to grips with what this is and how we can channel our emotions so that we get the best out of life, that's the really important thing. So as well as looking at the theories, we were looking at the essential oils that I said before that will help to bring about a positive mind, mood, and emotions as well. So the theories of emotions can be grouped into three main categories. The first one being the physiological, the second is the neurological, and the third is the cognitive. So according to the physiological aspect of the theory of emotion, you can have a physiological response, and then you become maybe afraid or angry or sad. That's the emotion that follows. So basically, it's the physical response and then the emotion will follow. So something will actually, maybe if we sort of heard a loud bang, for example, that might cause us to then feel the emotion of fear or something. Now, the neurological category proposed that activity within the brain leads to an emotional response. So in the first theory, it was a physical response that brought about the emotion. With the neurological theory, it's basically saying that there's an activity within the brain that then leads to the emotional response. So you could have the emotional experience and the corresponding physiological response simultaneously. So it's sort of like taking place at the same time. Yes. So initially we have the first one, which is the physical response and then the emotion. Then the neurological response is about the activity in the brain and the simultaneous emotional response. Now, with the third category, the cognitive theory of emotion, this suggests that the physiological arousal comes first, and then the individual must identify the reason behind the arousal in order to experience and label it as an emotion. Okay, so let's give an example there just to bring about some clarity on this one. So, for example, you could have a car that is racing towards you in your lane. Your heart would start to race, and you would identify that you must be afraid if your heart is actually racing. And then from there, you would then feel the fear. So in this case, it's more like your perception of the situation that will create the emotion. So that's a basic background to the theories of the emotion. Now, it is said that we don't normally pay much attention to our emotions until something goes wrong. And I would say that's probably very true, because most times if you're sort of in a cool, calm mood, you know, you might notice that you are, but you're not really sort of, you know, taking much note. But if you're not in that, in a good mood, then you'll probably notice, oh, I'm not in a good mood. So we're sort of more, maybe more tuned in to when the emotion is more on the negative side. And it's also said that we don't really take our brains out to what's called the emotional gym, you know, for a workout. We will actually spend time to find time to do exercise, etc. But do we sometimes really find time to take our brains out to an emotional gym? You know, to keep it fit so that we can actually feel well. I know that there are some people who make that conscious decision to go to that so-called emotional gym. They will make the time to do things like meditation. They might do yoga, tai chi. They might even pray or even go for counseling and other therapies to actually attend to the well-being of their brains, which is linked to the emotions, yes? So today we're going to try and get us to a point where we begin to become more conscious of our emotions and how our brain and our emotions are linked and how we can sort of create the balance and well-being that we're seeking. Now, essential oils can help a person to obtain this sort of emotional equilibrium. And you know, it's also said that love is the strongest chemical on this planet. It has the power to dissolve the most difficult and the most negative conditions that we face in life. And I'm really happy that there's something there that we can access in our emotional arsenal that can do something so wonderful, and that is love. I know there are many people who sometimes feel cynical about love and so on, but it's really such a powerful emotion. And the emotion of love, you know, directly affects the heart, just like how the emotion of anger, resentment, and bitterness will affect your liver, and emotions of fear, paranoia, and apprehension will affect your kidneys, and other emotions will affect other organ systems. The emotion of love directly affects our heart. So, you know, it may have a case of a heart that leaps with joy, or even a feeling of brokenheartedness. I'm sure that these are emotions that we can all relate to. So to be alive is to feel. And the feelings bring us with us, you know, the feeling that we get, it brings highs, and it will bring lows as well. And that is normal. I mean, there are some of us that feel that if we have a low feeling or maybe anger or something, you know, you might think, oh, it's so bad to have these emotions. But every emotion has its place and its worth. It only becomes a problem if that particular emotion becomes so, you know, entrenched in our systems, and it creates a negative outcome. That's when it becomes a real problem, because sometimes you have to feel passion, and passion might also include a bit of anger, you know. There's always a reason to have some kind of righteous anger if there is injustice and so on. So it's okay and it's normal to have highs and lows in life. But the problem is when you become overcome with the negative feelings all the time, that is when it's not good, you know. So just to be sure, it's just a normal state of being to have highs and lows. We want to address the fact that when we sometimes get ourselves, you know, deeply bogged down with those heavy feelings that just won't go away. So fortunately, we have essential oils that we can use that will help to maintain a positive mind and positive mood and emotions. It's really important to know that we have access to something to help us when we can't actually sort of, you know, motivate ourselves to do it ourselves, really. So let us just have a little break here and have a little bit of music. And see, you know, before we discuss the essential oils that can help us here. Yes, yes, yes. Welcome back to the Caribbean Radio Show, the CRS Radio, Looking at Health in Your Hands. I'm your host, Marjorie Henry Lawrence, and the topic is emotional healing using essential oils. The number is 661-467-2407. Just my imagination, the power of the mind, the power to imagine, you know, and to create those emotions. So, you know, we're going to look at the state of being called peace. And to me, peace is like the precursor to all our good. It's like the balm that soothes our soul, you know. It's a state of grace that brings about a spiritual restfulness that will nourish every cell in the body. And the essential oils that will help to bring about a state of peace are the, we could use Roman chamomile, neroli, juniper, essential oils of frankincense, rose otter, melissa, angelica seed, spikenard, yarrow, jasmine, and carnation. And these essential oils are the concentrated essence of the plant that it comes from. And over the weeks, as I keep saying, you'd actually dilute these essential oils in some sort of suitable carrier or base oil. And there are a number of ways that you can actually access the benefits of these oils. You could actually put it in a diffuser and sort of diffuse it in your home or your office. You could put it in the oil and use it as a massage blend. You could add it to your bath. You could actually put it in water and let it vaporize and inhale it and so on. So having peace, however, doesn't mean you don't get angry, as I said, at injustices, or you never shout, and you know, and it doesn't not mean you're passive either. A lot of people seem to think that if you're a peaceful person, you're just passive and you allow things to happen to you. You're not proactive in taking control of your life. That's not being peaceful, you know. Christ was a peacemaker, and he was very much active, you know, on his time here on earth. So I'm going to take a look at just one of the oils that can bring about this state of peace and well-being. And I'm going to look at the essential oil of chamomile. Now, this essential oil of chamomile is a profoundly soothing and calming oil. The main effects of chamomile are on the nervous and digestive systems. Its calming and sedative effect on the nervous system can help to relieve insomnia, irritability, and nervousness. And the psychological profile of this essential oil of chamomile is one such that, you know, if you have a child who needs chamomile, they're the type of child who might be nervous and highly sensitive. As an adult, you might require this chamomile to bring about a sense of peace. And the adults who tend to probably need this more are the ones who feel misunderstood and most likely are misunderstood, because they tend to sort of hide their inner sensitivity on the layer of defensive behavior, irritability, and emotional overreaction. So by using the essential oil of chamomile, it will help to sort of soothe your emotions and bring about that sense of peace. And that's one of the things we can do to bring about this emotional healing by using essential oils. So we need to remember as well that, you know, the aroma of each oil is very individual and it's very subtle. And what might be peaceful, might be sort of seen as a peaceful oil for one person, may not be for another person. So it's really important that you smell the aroma and see how that particular oil will make you feel. Really, really important that you identify with the oil that will bring about the healing that you're looking for, this emotional healing. So, you know, as I said before, we're on this journey of looking at emotional healing and looking at essential oils that can help to create a positive mind, mood, and emotions. Sometimes as well, if we have, our memory is not what it should be, that might be through maybe onset of maybe dementia or trauma, you know, or, you know, just being on some kind of spectrum, maybe the autistic spectrum or something. And, you need to actually enhance the memory, because if we're not able to remember and it can affect our lives profoundly if our memories aren't what it should be. So, again, that could affect our emotional well-being. And fortunately, there are oils as well that we can use to help to enhance the memory, to help to bring about a feeling that will make us feel like we are more complete, etc. So when we're actually using the oils, it's sort of best to use it in combination with other therapies as well and other strategies that would help to enhance the memory. For example, if you're like reading a book on like mnemonics, that could help to bring the memory back to its full potential. And as I said, there are oils that you can use to help the memory, to enhance the memory. And one of these, you could use the oils of ginger, essential oils of basil, cardamom, black pepper, coriander, and pimento berry. Sometimes when you start to use these oils, what you'll notice is that, first of all, you don't immediately see any sort of change. There might be just this sort of slow, imperceptible benefit that is taking place, but then things will become easier to recall. And the details of situations and events will be remembered in more detail. So it's so good to know that while we have to face the emotional upheavals of life, that the essential oils are here to really help us to bring about the balance and well-being. And that is so important. Now, sometimes we might wonder, how is it that the oils are working? How do they work? It's not completely clear to us exactly how they work. But we do know that the aroma of the oil actually evokes memories. You know, the oils, when you inhale it, it goes up into the brain. It has a direct access to your brain. And as I said, it's not exactly clear exactly how it's done, but we know it actually stimulates the brain. And in fact, it stimulates the hippocampus, which seems to be responsible for storing information both about experiences and facts. So here we have nature providing something that is really so important to help to bring about balance and well-being. The essential oil of thyme is a really good one in terms of promoting the memory and helping to enhance the memory. So the essential oil of thyme acts like a general nerve tonic, and it's quite similar to the in how rosemary acts as well. And some of you might know that rosemary, when you hear the name rosemary, you know rosemary for remembrance, and rosemary being the oil that is sort of like the main neuromuscular relaxant for the body. So the thyme oil will do a similar thing like rosemary. It will invigorate the brain and the memory. Now, you need to note that thyme, or the essential oil of thyme, is quite hot, is pungent and stimulating. And, you know, because of these properties, it can be a bit irritating. So it's really important that if you're using it to enhance the memory or to stimulate the immune system or whatever, that you used in a very low dosage, because it can be quite a powerful oil. So again, if you're going to choose an oil for a particular situation, it's really good to, you know, smell the oil and see the one that appeals to you most. But you could also create a nice blend, or like we could call the memory enhancer blend. And I would really suggest in this case that you use the base oil for coconut oil as your base oil, because studies have actually shown that coconut oil is such a fabulous brain enhancer. It goes in, it cleans out the brain and makes it really sort of come together and work really well. Another good base oil I mentioned before is the base oil called walnut. If you look at the actual walnut, it looks like a brain. So nature is so kind to us. It will give us clues as to what we need to use to help to bring about healing and balance. Now, what you could do is take 60 ml of the coconut oil or the walnut oil, or, you know, half and half, depends on how you want to do it. And in that base oil, you could put 10 drops of rosemary, 8 drops of grapefruit essential oil, 7 drops of basil, and 5 drops of thyme oil. And that could be your blend. You could, you know, massage that into your body and into your scalp or whatever, and just give it some time to help you to actually get the benefits of this sort of brain food, so to speak. So, you know, with so many people suffering from depression and these kind of emotion, you know, at some, you know, depression at some point in time or another, we all at some point feel a bit low. Some people go as far as feeling very depressed and so on. You know, it's so important that we have these oils to help us to make us feel better. And we have oils that can help to bring about positivity. And that's really important. So just to remind you, you're listening to the Caribbean Radio Show, CRS Radio. I'm your host, Marjorie Henry Lawrence, MHL. And we're looking at emotional healing and using essential oils to bring about emotional healing. The number is 661-467-2407. And while we're here as well, I'd like you to, if you have the time, to go onto my website. It's uknyrorganic.com/shop/Marjorie Henry-Lauren. And when you go to that particular shop, type in essential oils in the search engine and just go on that site and, you know, look at the oils there, purchase them. And as we're discussing how to use it, get creative. Don't be afraid to go there and get some oils and start making your own blends. Let's have a little break. Let's listen to Emotions by Destiny's Child.
Instead of me tonight. gotta go find your shelter.
Welcome back to the Caribbean Radio Show, and we're discussing emotional healing and using essential oils. So as I was saying, you know, with so many people suffering from depression and so on, other emotional, you know, challenges from time to time, you know, being positive can be such a powerful tool. And now we take a closer look at the essential oils that can help to bring about emotional healing by promoting positivity. So, you know, when a person struggles with initiating and maintaining a positive outlook on life, thankfully, there are essential oils there that we can use that will help us to get to that state. If we can't do it by our own thoughts and actions, the oils themselves can be a catalyst for bringing this about. And the essential oils that are sort of good for positivity, in fact, all the essential oils are good for this kind of thing, but there are particular oils that work more on one thing than another. So the essential oils of basil, lemon, grapefruit, cedarwood, pine, vetiver, patchouli, juniper, cypress, cardamom, petitgrain, geranium, frankincense, rosemary, pimento berry, and bay. And each week as we're sort of naming these oils, you can sort of relate to the fact that these oils are oils that we, these are things that are that we use maybe to cook with and so on, and it just gives you an understanding of what is out there as oils to be used. Because most people tend to know the lavender, the tea tree, maybe the chamomile, you know, and a few others. But there are so many essential oils out there. So it's good to just get used to hearing what the essential oils are. So these oils that I just named, you know, they will help you to move towards optimism. And to actually enhance the effectiveness of these essential oils, when we're using them, just try and have a positive thought, you know, and intent and purpose as you're actually, whether you're inhaling it or putting it in your bath or massaging it, try and activate the oil even more by actually being positive and so on. But I quite like the uplifting and refreshing smell of the citrus oils. I really, really do. So the lemon, You know, it is primarily refreshing, cleansing, and tonifying, while the essential oil of grapefruit is cooling, refreshing, and pleasantly uplifting. So, you know, these are some of the oils that we can use to bring about the positivity. And the psychological profile of grapefruit states that on using the essential oil of grapefruit, it will help to improve your sense of self-worth and help you to become more empowered and positive about yourself and what you do with your life. I mean, that is just fantastic. You know, to know you can just open a bottle, smell it, and it can just enhance your mood straight away, just make you feel really positive, or you'd want to feel more peaceful, or maybe you just need to enhance your memory. I mean, there's so many there, and we probably won't be able to look at all of them this week and so on, but if not, we'll then be able to go on to look at it again next week. You know, there are other oils that can help to bring about emotional healing through improving self-esteem, performance, focus, and so on. Now, what I want to do now is just to review, you know, what we're looking at, you know, on how to bring about this emotional healing. And the main thing is to become self-aware. And that's really important. By being self-aware, that is the main way in which we begin to master our emotions. And by being self-aware, in essence, we're saying we have a choice. So instead of just having our emotions just running away with us recklessly or whatever, you know, you can actually, you know, get to a sort of state of being where you're in this sort of self-awareness and then taking control and making a choice. Because remember, when we looked at the emotions and the theories of the emotions, we looked at the fact that it could have been something neurological, it could be even physiological, and there was a cognitive as well, where something was happening and then you put your interpretation on it. So by being self-aware, we begin to take control of our emotions. So for those of us who may struggle with the action of changing our personality by changing our personal reality, the essential oils will help us. You know, it's there for us. But we ourselves, you know, we are such creative, wonderful human beings. We too have the power within us to make that change. So what it is, you know, our thoughts and our feelings will create neurological pathways and chemicals. That's what happens when we have thoughts and feelings. They create these pathways and these chemicals in our bodies. And these pathways are dependent upon our perception of what is happening and not on what is actually happening. Is that clear? I mean, let's say it again. You know, the pathways that are formed and the chemicals that are released in our bodies, yes, is dependent upon our perception of what is happening and not on what is actually happening. So if we train ourselves to have the same thoughts, we can become addicted to the same neurochemical pathways. So if a person is feeling depressed, they can cause that depression to deepen if they don't take stock of their thoughts. I mean, that's just amazing that, you know, this is a point at which we're thinking about self-empowerment, not just letting life happen to us, but taking some responsibility for what is happening in our lives. There are times when things happen to us that we have no control over. We have no control as to whether the rain will fall or the flood will come or whatever. But what we have control of is our perception of what is happening. So we want to be very, very clear about this. So the same thoughts and feelings will cause the same neurons to fire and cause the same chemicals to be released. That is what our thoughts and feelings are doing. So when you hear about people saying, oh, think positive, you know, and all this sort of positive talk and be peaceful, be calm, there's actually the scientific reason why it's important to train and manage our thoughts and our feelings because of this reaction with our minds and our bodies. It's all interconnected. We're not separate entities. Mind, body, and spirit all working together to create the whole, you know, the holistic person, the whole human being. So what we're saying is that the same thoughts and feelings cause the same neurons to fire and cause the same chemicals to be released. That can create a cycle that can last for days, it can last for months, it can last for years. So what we're saying now is choose a different thought and create a different experience. I know it sounds simple, you know, it sounds really easy, but it's going to take some discipline to do this and some will to know that, you know what, I can change my reality. I can change my personality by changing my perception of my reality. So while you might be thinking, oh, it's not that easy to change one's thoughts, it's not, and even if you do change it, it's not that easy to be consistent with it. We know sometimes in life things aren't always easy, but they're so essential. And this is why it's so important for the well-being of the mind, body, and spirit to do it. So what I say is that we need to, you know, get to look at the concept of what's called metacognition. And I mentioned that this last week. Metacognition. Now, metacognition in its most basic terms simply means to think about what you are thinking about. So let's say we didn't have the oils to help us or whatever. It's about us empowering ourselves now and, you know, using the resources within to bring about this emotional healing. So it's about thinking about what you're thinking about. And you might say again, oh, it's not easy to think about what you're thinking about. What does that mean? How can I do it? How can it be achieved? But to do this successfully, to think about what you're thinking about, this metacognition, you should think about what you're thinking about without judgment. And that is how you need to do it. That is how you begin to bring your emotions back into balance. This is how, when things are happening, you know, that are outside of your control, instead of just going into a panic or depression or anger or fear or whatever, step back from yourself and observe what you're thinking and don't judge it. Don't say it's a right thinking or it's wrong. Just observe it. And then, if you need to, choose a different thought. You know, how many times something is not going our way? We get sidetracked, we end up being a bit late for something or whatever, and then another opportunity presents itself. Why not start to sort of see things in a better light? If something is not going the way you planned for it to go, and you might start thinking, oh, this is going wrong, step back and say to yourself, oh, so I'm thinking that it's going wrong. And as I'm thinking about what I'm thinking, I'm not judging the fact that I thought it was going wrong. And in so doing, it will then give you a chance to have another thought. You might then say, well, it's not going the way I planned for it to go. Maybe there's something new and exciting about to happen that I did not plan to happen today. You know, change the thought to bring about a different outcome. So take, for example, you have a picture of a kitty cat and a picture of a lion. You might, you know, one person might see the kitty cat and think, oh, that's so cute and fluffy and sweet, you know, and get all this feeling of love and peace seeing the cat. Then they might see the lion and think, oh my gosh, this is so terrifying. And they begin to feel fear and sweaty and the heart might start racing. But then somebody else might come along and think, well, a kitty cat actually scratched me and scared me, so I don't like kitty cats. I feel angry when I see this kitty cat. It's all fluffy looking, but the other person might actually feel anger and fear towards a cat. And they might look at the lion and think, oh, this is a magnificent beast, you know, what a wonderful, regal creature. It might bring about a feeling of joy or pride or something. So it's the same picture that they're both looking at, but their perception of it will differ based on past memories. And this is why it's important to do the metacognition, to help to control the emotions and to bring about a different outcome by observing your thoughts, you know. And, you know, in life, if you're forever meeting difficult people, you think, oh, people are so difficult, they're so, you know, you're always encountering people who are difficult and so on, then maybe it's not that people are difficult. Maybe you're the one that's being difficult, and therefore you might need to change the way you're thinking about the way people are reacting to you. Change your thought will bring about a different experience, and will create different pathways in the brain, different chemicals being fired off, and therefore you have a better, calmer outlook on life. You know, sometimes we encounter people who are always complaining, oh, life is boring, this is boring, that is boring. You know, when I encounter such people, I'll just tell them point blank, you know, people who are easily bored are boring themselves. You need to bring your own excitement into life, your own joy. You have that power to do that, to bring the emotions that are beneficial for our well-being and our healing. And as I said before, we have the essential oils there to help us. But if we understand what our thoughts and our thinking, what they're doing to us, and that we have the power from within to make that difference, that is empowering. This is something that we can do, you know, as of today, to go forward. Because we have to remember that neurons that fire together will continually wire together. It will create this addiction. So create an addiction for bad feelings, create an addiction for a good, happy feeling. You know, that feeling of joy and peace, restfulness, focus, and so on. Today we're looking at the emotions and how to heal our emotions and using essential oils. And you're listening to the Caribbean Radio Show. My name is Marjorie Henry Lawrence. The number is 661-467-2407. And, you know, do go on the website uk.nyrorganic.com/shop/Marjorie Henry-Lauren. So we've discussed the importance of self-awareness. And this is the self-awareness that will help us to bring about the balance we need in our emotions, in our mental health, and so on. And again, fortunately, we have some wonderful oils that can help with self-awareness. So if you're really struggling to dig deep in yourself to find that self-awareness, again, we have essential oils that can help you to achieve the self-awareness. And these essential oils are clary sage, ylang ylang, cypress, geranium, pine, sandalwood, bay, jasmine, clove, pimento, mandarin, coriander, angelica, myrtle, and so on. So a great deal of self-awareness can be achieved by observing ourselves, you know. So we have the oils there to help us, but we can achieve this, as we said, by observing ourselves. And we can also achieve this by asking other people how they see us. By understanding the effect we have on other people, we can gain an insight into our motives and our hidden agendas. So we can be using other people as our mirrors. Because, you know, the thing is, that's one thing we can't do. We can't see our own face. We have to look in a mirror to see our own face. And likewise, people are our mirrors, you know. What people will trigger in us. Somebody might trigger in us a feeling of joy, but guess what? That joy was already within us. people might trigger something like anger within us, but guess what? The anger was already there within us. So people are our mirrors. We can use people to help us to understand ourselves, to bring about that self-awareness. And the essential oils I mentioned can help to bring out parts of ourselves that we may not have recognized or even been aware of. So one of the oils I'm going to look at now is the essential oil of ylang ylang. Now, ylang ylang, it has a sedating and calming effect on the nervous system, while at the same time creating a sense of relaxed well-being. It is useful for treating anxiety, depression, stress, and tension. It's also good for things like high blood pressure. It's good for the abnormally rapid heartbeat, abnormally fast breathing. It will soothe palpitations due to anxiety and panic. It's a wonderful aphrodisiac for men and women. It's good for both dry and oily skin, so it's quite balancing, you know. Definitely very, very balancing. And I just want to, you know, the time is coming up now. We're coming to the close in a few short minutes. And there's a saying by a gentleman called Thomas Paine. And he said, "The mind, once enlightened, cannot again become dark." Isn't that so wonderful? The mind, once enlightened, cannot again become dark. And this is the enlightenment that we're seeking through this emotional healing, you know. We've been looking at the mental health and how to heal that and using the metacognition, being self-aware, you know, observing ourselves without judgment, you know, thinking about what we're thinking about and choosing a different thought, creating new neurons in the brain, creating different chemicals that can actually help us to feel that balance and bring about that emotional well-being. I remember the story of the Shuhamite woman in the Bible. And, you know, she was so profound in the Bible because, you know, she was with the prophet. And the prophet came to her home and then he left. When the prophet left, her son fell ill and the son actually died, according to the story. And she didn't go into a panic and say, "Woe is me, woe is me." She got up, she got herself dressed, and her focus was to get to the prophet to bring him back because she just knew the prophet could help her to bring back life to her son. And on her way to find the prophet, people saw her hurrying and they knew she was sort of anxious, well, you know, in a hurry. And they kept asking her, "What's the matter, what's the matter?" And all she said was, "It is well. It is well." She didn't stop to talk about how the son died and this problem and that problem. No, she didn't do that. She had a focus. And on her way, as people were asking her questions, she just kept on saying, "It is well." She found the prophet and her faith, you know, even though he came back and he did what he had to do, he lay on the body and the life came back in the boy. You know, her faith that she knew it was well. Sometimes we have to say to ourselves, "It is well." Even in the midst of a storm, and to be calm and say, "It is well," you know? Because the mind, once enlightened, cannot again become dark. You've been listening to the Caribbean Radio Show, the CRS Radio. I'm your host, Marjorie Henry Lawrence, and we're looking at this emotional healing and using the essential oils. And I'll just end the program with this wonderful song, you know, "You Are a Child of the Universe." Let's just enjoy. And thank you for joining me. It's been wonderful having you with me. And do have a wonderful weekend.
You are a child of the universe, no less than the trees and the stars. You have a
go placidly amid the noise and haste, and remember what peace there may be in silence. as far as possible without surrender. Be on good terms with all persons. Speak your truth quietly and clearly, and listen to others, even the dull and ignorant. They too have their story. Avoid loud and aggressive persons. They are vexations to the spirit. If you compare yourself with others, you may become vain and bitter, for always there will be greater and lesser persons than yourself.
You are a child of the universe, no less than the trees and the stars. You have a right to be here, and whether or not it is clear to you, no doubt the universe is unfolding, and it's true.
Enjoy your achievements as well as your plans. Keep interested in your own career. However humble, it is a real possession in the changing fortunes of time. Exercise caution in your business affairs, for the world is full of trickery. But let this not blind you to what virtue there is. Many persons strive for high ideals, and everywhere life is full of heroism. Be yourself. Especially do not feign affection. Neither be cynical about love. For in the face of all aridity and disenchantment, it is as perennial as the grass. Take kindly counsel.
Record better audio anywhere with Motive digital microphones from Shure. Easy-to-use options like the MV88 plug directly into your phone or computer and include a free app. Create studio-quality sound for podcasts, music, and videos. Visit Shure.com to learn more.
We were born to sob and to howl, to shudder and shriek, to jump up, crack up, scream our lungs out, and be left speechless. This is the good stuff in life, and the all-new Contour from Cox helps us get right to it. Just say what you want, and your TV finds it. Speak, find, feel, and get right to the good stuff. Available to residential customers in select Cox service areas. Advertised features available with Cox Contour 2 digital receiver. Professional installation required. Other conditions apply.